Corn harvest picks up. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Surprisingly, the corn harvest in Obion County has had a fairly good start.
Obion County UT Extension leader Tim Smith says producers in the number one producing corn county in the state are probably just over a third of the way complete with this year's corn harvest. And so far, yields have looked really good considering the weather challenges all year.
We're ranging from 140s and below for some of the worst fields up to 180 range, and anywhere in between. There are a few spots that are topping the 180, 200 as field averages, but we're doing a pretty good for that early corn. But the late corn, I'm afraid, is going to fall off significantly.
Tim Smith says that's because of the excessive heat and lack of moisture for the second half of the summer, and it looks worse for their late-planted beans. While most of the state was getting a good soaking rain from Tropical Depression Lee last week, Obion County got practically nothing.
Most of the county got absolutely zero rain, where everybody else was getting an inch to 10 inches. The early beans, the Group 3 beans, they're turning out well also, but the late beans, they're drastically needing the rain, we're missing opportunity every day for them, and I'm afraid what the yields are going to be. It's going to be pretty bad.
But right now, the focus is on corn, and here in Tennessee, farmers are counting on what could be one of the biggest corn crops in almost a century. USDA numbers in the September crop production report just released indicate that farmers here will harvest about 710,000 acres of corn. That's 70,000 more than last year. Yields are expected to average around 137 bushels to the acre. That's up 20 bushels an acre from last year. Now, the forecast of 97.3 million bushels would be the highest production on record since 1917. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.